Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards, while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, buddies, how we doing on a Monday? To all of our American fans and viewers and listeners, with Memorial Day?
I'm not sure. I just know I was trying to figure out why the Oakland Athletics would have a 4 o'clock local time game.
Yep. It's something. And for those of you, for whatever it is, we pay tribute
and celebration and or condolences to whatever holiday it may or may not be.
Yeah. To whatever it is.
Yeah. Happy that.
Yeah. Happy that.
Or sorry about that. How are you? You've been away for a while here. Not away, but just, you know, absent from the set.
Couple days. And I guess, is it, if your kid graduates high school, regardless, as a parent, you've done your job? Is that how it works?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'd take that in a heartbeat right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd think in that fancy square hat with the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of the cuffs behind them. That's the move for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. The square hat's ridiculous.
It is. Yeah. It's absurd.
We're still using that thing.
Of all the any sort of wind that's flying off. Yeah. It's there's no function at all. Yeah.
It was it was, as you know, I'm small town white trash. So
I knew the first part.
You knew
I had suspicions about the second. Okay.
A little different, the old Calgary high school grad 500 plus kids than it was at my grad.
Well, take us back to your grad, because I am familiar with the 500 plus Calgary grad. Yeah. I don't need that picture painted again. I see it.
I honestly don't. It's 20, 30. You absolutely knew everybody.
And everyone's parents probably knew too.
You knew everyone in town. Yeah, that's the thing. Everyone knows there's no strangers.
Right.
So it does not take 3 to 3.5 hours to read the names and have all the graduates walk across the stage to get a diploma.
Did it feel like a phone book reading at some point or no? Or the whole time?
You just...
3 hours of names.
I'm trying to come up with a comparable where you know it's not going to be great, but you do it because it's what you do.
It's like the Saturday at the NHL draft, like round 4, 5, 6, yeah. 7. You're like, these are just names at this. I don't know.
It was a lot. There was the mass in the morning at a massive church, and then the convocation in the afternoon at a massive church. Everything was just massive, huge.
Massive mass.
Yeah. And I don't know what was worse, because it was standing room only. So you can imagine me, you know, my hammies.
Oh, yeah.
The frame.
Yeah.
Standing for an hour and a half or so of the mass, or sitting for 4 hours of the convocation. Because you can't, you're in there and it's tight and you got the seats and you're sitting. My hips, the hammies, my hips, everything gets very, very tight, you know?
Sure.
So it was a lot. I'm glad it's over. I think the kid's glad it's over.
Oh, he did it.
Yeah, but they now they have to go and take exams and
this
shit.
Is the part I don't get. It's like, congratulations. So what, these exams don't mean shit now? Like, we could just bomb these things? Why study for these? I already got the hat.
Well, that's, yeah, you got your stupid hat and the piece of paper.
I mean, I guess if you're going to university, you need those grades to get in maybe, but if you aren't, like, what the hell? Why would I study?
I think when we, it was called commencement. I think you had your commencement ceremony, but you still had to graduate before okay. you got your actual diploma.
Yeah. So you're glad to be back in the Tower Studios. Is what
sure.
I mean.
It's Tower yeah. Chrysler Studios, Tower Chrysler, the best Tower Chrysler going. When I, when people ask, so you're doing a Tower Chrysler, which one? There's only one for me.
Well, I mean, it's the top Chrysler Ram dealer, Consumer favorite, Choice Award winners. Let's go. Favorite, number one in Calgary.
10901 McLeod Trail South, TowerChrysler.com. They've got that Ram. I'm thinking about going and interviewing that Ram that they've got out in front there. They got the whole, the lot. So yeah, you yeah, don't yeah. even know.
I'm waiting.
They got the Jeeps or the Rams. They parked them on the thing at the very corner.
A little mountain.
But then just south of that, right on the grass, got a statue of a Ram.
Statue?
It's very menacing.
Like, are you talking about a truck or the actual Ram?
Jesus Christ, Ryan. They don't have a statue of a truck. They have a statue.
See that now? That's making
more of
sense.
A Ram.
As soon as you said it was a statue of grass, that was the first time I thought of an animal.
It's on all fours. I'm going to have to go talk to that prick.
Because we had the different Ram in our backdrop when we were filming there.
That's right.
It was a 1500 classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where my head was the whole time. Sorry.
No, it's a wild animal. Feels awfully, you know, awfully close to traffic. Dangerous.
Menacing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So hello to everybody at Tower Chrysler. Another week of Barn Burner is underway. No retro today. He's flying or doesn't want to do the show.
Or both.
Yeah.
And maybe we get him 5 minutes from the baggage carousel, but at that point, I mean, it's going to be spotty internet. He'll be busy and
yeah.
Shoveler will be like, grab the bag. There's our bag. Check the name.
Now, did the Shovelerino go on this trip?
Yes. Yes. So we checked in with Rhett on Friday. He was not with us on Thursday's show. That was John Bender, myself, Jay McNeil. We did right. the old football show. But Friday he was in, and he had sent a photo of Tootsies in the group chat. So we started off with an immediate inquiry as to the level of hangover and what kind of like, are we in like a stage 5 amber code red, like liver yeah. situation? And he was like, no, kids and mama bear here took it easy.
That usually doesn't stand in his way because
wow.
he marches to the beat of one drummer and that's himself.
That is correct.
Fuck everyone else, I think is what he told me one time. He's like, fuck everybody else.
Rhett, do you have a philosophy in life? Yes, I do.
Yeah, fuck everyone else. So if he wanted to go to Tootsie's and get
get
absolutely shit faced, I would
think there would probably be a night with the hockey dads, or maybe they did a little,
yeah.
But it wasn't Thursday night is all I know. That was the travel day. And then they had games that afternoon. And then he was saying, oh, if we win this and if we lose that, and then it seemed like either way he was going to be fucked for today's show.
So you got to be careful when cause you know what Nashville means to him and just to a lot of people. He was just there a couple months ago, and then you go back, you start doing it too much. Don't take the flair.
Well, we're talking about it. He barely could come up with names of former teammates and people he knew very well. He was so hungover. He's like, Brian McGrath. Like he was so hungover.
Yeah.
I think if you'd maybe given him a few more months, he would have got at it Thursday night, but he was still, that was fresh. Oh, he was a mess that day.
Yeah. He was no good. That was, yeah. Another day where he wasn't around. So your kids, because I'm just thinking, I was saying to you before we started, it's not that you feel like you're old or you're emotional about it, but you just start to see all of these kids. Like, oh, I remember, yeah, we were Timbits and baseball and soccer and
sure,
so your parents and everybody. It's as much for the parents. It's a relief for the parents to be like, Jesus,
you did it.
Got them here.
Yeah.
You're how far away?
So my guys are 7.5 and they're in grade 2. So I'm a decade away. Assuming they'll have to do some grades twice, which.
Well, but I mean, they're probably super smart. Maybe they skip a few.
No skipping.
Ryan, we're going to have to talk about.
They like to skip stones on the lake. That's about it for skipping. Skipping class. That'll come soon.
It was a lot of. It was a lot of booze for kids.
It's 18 in Alberta, and it was 18 in Manitoba where you grew up, but some other places it's not. Like, obviously 21 in the States, 19 in BC, 19 in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, which is no good.
19 in Ontario. Yeah.
But they had the banquet, and there's no alcohol served at the banquet, because it could be anybody in there. You don't know. I don't know. And it probably could have, chose not to.
Probably a good idea.
The dads were unhappy about it.
Yeah.
It was the best idea possible. because as we rolled up for this banquet and it was 5 o'clock and some of the, there was some get togethers. So parents and that we had
cocktail parties and such,
little get together in the afternoon. The kids went off and did their own thing. To stand there and watch the limousines and the cars pull up and these kids spill out of the vehicles. Good God.
I'm just trying to imagine someone wearing high heels for the first time, or like dudes wearing a suit for the first time, and then just like blotto trying to keep it together. Oh, it's like you're ruining this trashed. Wonderful clothes, this expensive shoes. I hope these are all rentals.
Just trashed. And the thing of it is, I think the girls are able to handle it because they're not stupid. Boys are stupid.
Dumb animals.
Yeah. Absolutely confirmed. Idiots. Mm-hmm. But to watch these dummies, and then of course the move is, well, you can't look like you're drunk. Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
You're really pulling it off there, fellas. Hey, how's it going? We're inside. You're wearing sunglasses. Your tie's around your forehead.
You're not fooling anyone.
No one's fool. But it's good. So what was your grad? Because I'm
trying to remember.
Mine was small town.
Yeah.
It was one day. You had the party, the banquet, and all that was in one day.
Yeah. So I was at Western Canada High School for grade 12. Great pals. A lot of them I played hockey with since I was like 5 or 6. So again, same thing, like lifetime pals still. We all graduated together. So I think the ceremony was at the Jubilee, I want to say.
Jesus Christ.
And then there was a cocktail party at my buddy Tyler's place. And he had one of those like staircases that does the... So I just remember the photo of all of us lined up around the staircase. And the actual party was on a ranch outside of town. And I just remember a few of the dads kind of catching people as they fell over kind of thing, being like, I think you've had enough, son. I'm like, I need time for that one. So, it got foggier as the day went on for sure. I can relate to a lot of the anecdotes you had there. It starts off, everyone's looking proper and clean and well-behaved. And at the end, it's just a mess. Yeah.
Real concern in the back. There was five of us rammed into an Uber after the afternoon thing on the way to the banquet, and we were on our way. I didn't think, as one of the dads said, the banquet's going to be dusty, meaning it's dry. There's nothing going on.
Tumbleweeds.
So there were a lot of guys that had their flask, and I don't have one. I probably would have thought if I'd anyway, we're in the back of this Uber, and one of the guys, he's like, I got a flask. Don't you worry. Well, the prick cross-threaded the fucking top on it.
No.
So we're in the back with our ties and suit coats trying to fucking. It was a big deal.
But you got through. There's booze at the end. You got to keep going.
Got it figured out. Some weird banana liqueur.
Oh, that's not a good move. You just go with a nice rum or rye, don't you? That's silly.
I got to talk to the guy.
Tequila, maybe?
Got to talk to the guy. Banana liqueur, you put the top on wrong.
Come on, man.
But you persevere and you move on. Now I'm fucking exhausted is the thing.
You're like me coming back from missing.
I am like you coming back from time off. I had between family and friends and kids and being out late and up early and pictures and suits this shit. I need some, this is a beat.
You want to take tomorrow off?
Well, we do need to have a meeting.
Yeah, we're out of meetings.
We're almost out of hockey here. We're a hockey show.
We
Flames
can be
have been done for a long time. They're going to hire a coach in theory at some point in the next few weeks.
Yep. Drafts on the 27th, 28th. We're almost into June here.
They got no money for free agents. Who are they going to sign as a free agent?
Well, they have to trade someone before free agency somebody. So they can blow some money in free agency. Yeah.
Waco, go make a horrible July 1 signing.
Yeah. They're going to have to trade someone to get that space to do something stupid. Make on a
bad
July
trade
1st.
First to get to that point. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Warner clearly is on the part-time program.
Yeah, and so, I can't really talk much because I just took 8 days in Mexico for a wedding. So
yeah, I think we could probably start to scale this whole thing back pretty soon.
The other thing is we should probably get Connie in here to hang out. So old Blabbermouth, we'll get the whole, he'll lay it all out for us.
Yeah, he will.
The whole plan.
Yeah.
Oh, hey guys, so don't tell any of the other GMs, but we think there's a great market for this guy. And then swap him out, take those picks, and this guy here's not at. Bring him in.
Jerome has been on the ice for a little bit. We're going to bring him back.
Honestly.
Just for the power play. We need that right shot on the power play.
Him and Phillips and some other guys we have.
I'm happy for him, man.
I am too. And you know what? Like I just keep warming up to it more and more. The more people I talk to, like I saw Glenn Cross and Stajan at an event on the weekend, and they both obviously know him really well. And they're both just jacked, saying, look, like this guy's worked his tail off for a while here. And that doesn't mean he's a finished product as a GM. And it's not like watching Jim Nill run the draft in Detroit for what felt like a quarter century, but it's not as if he's being airlifted in a la Danny Briere, right? Like it's, or another situation like Marty St. Louis as head coach. Like the guy clearly understands how the organization works. There isn't a situation that's going to pop up that he hasn't sort of been around or at least have someone to lean on. Like that's why Nonis is here. And I'm excited for, you know, we heard a trade proposal last week that was just spitballing, not a real thing, but it just changed the way you think about this group and be like, oh, they want to turn this thing over. They could do it pretty quick. If
that's kind of what we were talking about. And Rhett brought it up because you think about, do you keep, and of course you're talking about the Lindholm one. Do Lindholm? So what's this team if you don't have Lindholm?
Yeah.
Well, the team is, you're moving on. You're resetting the dials a little bit.
Yeah, it's a retool. If you're
taking Lindholm, some of the young players you've got, you're then taking the cap money you wouldn't be spending on the veterans, plus what you might get in return. And we never really thought, because it's hard. How do you friggin' know?
You don't. Yeah.
What you can get in,
you can guess, that's about
in
it.
Trade. Is Elias a tremendous player? I think he can play well into his 30s. I don't think you'll be disappointed with what you get out of him.
Yeah.
But what do you get if instead of spending $8 to $9 million on that contract? Okay, yeah. Well, keep that. And then maybe you get a player or a pick. And then it's a lot.
The other thing too is that it might not be a Connie decision. It might be a sit down with Elias and here's what he's doing.
Well, sure.
Right. And that's,
but for our purposes,
no. And but that even makes it more interesting in the sense that, like, if you're just getting a clear signal that he's not super keen, and if I'm going to stay, it has to be at a number that's not good for the team. All right. We've got our marching orders. Let's go find the best deal we can for him.
Yeah.
Go get Huberto, Uyghur, a prospect, and a first Uyghur. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And then you watch the Worlds and you say, oh, there's Toffoli scoring goals and Uyghur look pretty good. What if you do Lutz run those pricks back and try it for a little bit to start the season, maybe with a different coach?
We're going
to
get all this, man. I'm telling you, it's not going to be the full rebuild. It's not going to be the keep everyone. It's not going to be trade them all at the deadline. There's going to be a little bit of all those things. There will be a couple of guys that get deals this summer. I believe there'll be at least one guy moved this summer, and there will be pieces that move in season. I believe that.
We've got a lot today.
Do we?
Pinder report, busy weekend.
Always is. Oh my goodness. Look at this asset.
We're going to, we got the
hello.
Best hello. Weekend and McLeod Law, this day in Flames history.
What are you doing?
Hello. Hello. I'm in Detroit Rock City.
The Windy City.
He just shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing in Detroit, Rhett?
Apparently there's
Motown.
Apparently there's no direct flights between the city of Buffalo and the city of brotherly love or Music City. Yeah. Music
whichever,
City.
Yeah, whichever it
Nashville,
is.
Whatever one that one is.
Detroit.
Yeah. Nice new airport. Well, I don't know how new it is, but I don't come through Detroit very often, and the old one was a real dump. This new one. Top notch.
Someone in the chat noting that Chicago's the Windy City, Dean. You're going to want to write that down.
Oh, okay. You know what? Detroit.
Sin City.
The Big Apple.
Yeah. Yeah.
I keep getting those.
Which one's the brotherly love?
That's
Nashville. Tampa. You're just there.
Yeah.
Tampa?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Brothers.
Yeah. Anyway, Miami and big Tampa. Thanks to Dylan in the chat. We won't make that mistake again.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. So how was the weekend? What have you been doing?
It started off rough. Had a few. Then we had a couple losses. And you know when you have a few beer and then you go for a spicy chicken sandwich with your old buddy JP Dumont, then that was really rough. But then I cleaned up. I got myself put back together, got on the bench, led the squad to 3 victories in a row. But alas, a tie by another team. It sewered us. And,
that's some bullshit.
Where are these teams from? Do you want to throw any shade at any particular regions of the country?
No, I'll tell you what. This was a massive tournament. There were teams from all over. Okanagan, California, Dallas.
Hartford, Montreal.
Brotherly Love.
Pittsburgh.
Rock City.
Yeah. So home today, obviously.
Hopefully.
Did you home know today.
Yeah, holiday.
Did you know you were connecting through Detroit, or how did you?
When did you buy these tickets?
Yes, like
this morning. Yeah, late.
He buys tickets the day of. What fucking life
it's is it's America. They don't jack it up last second all the time, right? Like there's enough flights that and people are flying. It doesn't go from $200 when you check at noon to 8,000 at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's a land of the free.
So yeah. JP Dumont, are we talking some Nashville hot chicken? Because when you say spicy chicken, we can go to a drive through and get a spicy chicken. You're talking Nashville hot chicken.
Quite famous. Hattie's. Hattie B's, maybe? Is it? Oh. Yeah.
Your brother?
Real good. Real good.
Were you sweating? Did you have some meat sweats?
No, because I knew I'd had a couple IPAs and I knew the guts were gurgling already. I'm like, I do not need to throw down some hot, overly heated up anything right now. Things would have went poorly for the retro.
How hot is it in Nashville?
85.
English?
That is. What is it?
It's fuck city.
Fucking American.
30. 27.
27. Okay.
27.
So,
pretty good.
Not bad. So the kids, so you won games, but then there was somebody else had a tie and you got screwed.
Well, no, the kids screwed up the first day. They played like garbage. They lost the first two games and that kind of seals your fate. They won the next three.
No pressure.
And they had it all together. Aside from the tie that one team had.
Okay.
Knocked them out of the... Anyway, I wasn't there for the hockey. Let's be honest.
What were you there for, Ren?
I wouldn't have been anywhere if it wasn't Nashville.
I said earlier, before you were on, I said, you know, Nashville, you were there with Kelly Chase and that group. Now you've gone back again. Don't overdo it, man. That's a special place. It's like they say, don't meet your heroes. Don't go there too often.
We stayed far enough away from downtown that this is the first time I've ever come home from Nashville feeling fairly put together. I'm not hurting at all.
He met up with Lundmark on Thursday night, former Flame.
Yeah, had a few with Lundy at a fancy restaurant. Then the next day, I got to go hang out with my buddy JP Dumont, some of the best hands that nobody's ever heard of. Yeah, it was good. There was all kinds of guys. Bryce Salvador saw him. Trevor Daly. There was Jordan Leopold.
There you go,
Flame alumni.
Leopold.
Yeah, a whole bunch of guys. It's great. Great to see you guys.
Catch up. Yeah, for sure.
Social guy.
Bryce Salvador. Lethbridge Hurricane, I believe. Was
captain of the... Wasn't he the captain when they went to the final?
I believe he was. Yeah.
Wow.
Mike O'Grady. Is he on that team? Big Mike. Anyway.
Big Mike. Yeah.
Just all the stories you hear about Nashville, and you've got a ton of them. I remember, and I won't mention his name because it's, you know, doesn't probably want to be viewed in that light, but a member of the media in Nashville woke up one day after a night out and his one hand, his knuckles were just kind of raked and scratched.
Grazed a bit.
It's like, gosh, what did I end up doing? The right one? Nothing.
Mm.
The left one? All straight. What possibly could I have done? And then he remembers he was walking along, a building or whatever, and he's a little tipsy, right? He's tipping over and keeps smacking into this wall, and it had like a stucco siding. He just tore the shit up on his hand, dragging it along this stucco building. Did it hurt at the time? Apparently not. Not enough that he would stop doing that, perhaps. So Nashville, and remember we went with
the old shop
there, the Sportsnet, and Johnny big sales guy out of Vancouver.
Johnny Big Wheels.
Johnny Big Wheel. How are you? Good to
hey
see you.
Hey, everyone. Vancouver.
Fucking guy walked into a street sign on Broadway, busted himself fucking wide open.
His forehead open.
Just leaking all over his shirt, all over himself.
That was the first story I told when I went down to Broadway with the shoveler, kid.
Watch out for street signs. They'll attack you. And then we're in the bus on the way back to the airport, and everybody's the tone's a little bit quieter. So, boy. Thanks to everybody for coming. I'm not sure what I'm going to tell my wife about this cut on my forehead. It's tough. If you don't live that lifestyle where maybe you do go out and get busted up wide open.
Yeah, like if I come home with a split forehead, that makes sense. This guy,
no one misses a beat. This guy, probably no matter what story you come up with, is going to be a tough one to make fly with the lady. So Tootsies, Legends, where'd you end up?
Well, there's a new joint on Fifth, so across the street from Legends, and across the street from the Bridgestone, there's a whole fancy new. It's almost like a 3-level place with all kinds of different joints in it. Mm. I thought the kids were all allowed into the bars on Broadway, but apparently I was wrong. So we couldn't go into Tootsie's.
Did you wheel down with the whole family and try to bring them in? That's amazing.
Yeah. I figured my oldest is, if I'd have just got him an ID, he'd have been fine.
Put a fake mustache on the giraffe. No one's going to question a guy that tall.
And the one kid, we know he loves drinking white wines.
So hammering. Yeah.
A little lowbrow for him.
It's crazy, though. They ID'd everyone. Every time you ordered a drink, got ID. All right.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a problem.
So back to Buffalo with the kids.
You guys realize it's a holiday down here, right?
That's what we were saying.
Yeah, happy your thoughts and prayers, whichever
happy,
one.
Whatever it is. Happy or sad. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Memorial.
Mm-hmm. Memorial.
Memorial Cup.
So T's and P's.
I heard the Blazers snot bubbled.
10-2.
Looking on the
10-2.
Peterborough.
Yep.
Pizza.
Steve Montador's brother texted me and said, "Holy, Monty's old squad getting pumped up by the Blazers."
So right. The Pizza have lost 6-3 and 10-2, if my math is correct. That ain't good.
Yeah.
Didn't the Blazers get smoked one game, the first game, too?
And then they won their second one, 10-2. Yeah, Quebec just unloaded on them, 8-3. It's been some weird scores.
Yeah.
Weird.
You may not know this, and you may not even care. I'm just trying to think because you haven't been around. But you know our buddy Mike Soroka, Calgary kid.
Oh, my goodness.
Atlanta Braves. Last pitched in August 3rd of 2020.
2020!
Tore his Achilles. Rehab. Tore it again. Rehab. To the minor leagues, working his way up,
Some more injury issues, minor ones.
He got one of these yesterday. Come on, kid. Back to the show. Starting tonight for the Atlanta Braves in Oakland against the Athletics.
Oh, guaranteed win night, too. Perfect.
Yeah, minus right. 250. That's a good. You know, when you're looking for a kid to make a debut, where's the spot we could do this? There it is. 1,028 days.
Oh, good for him.
We had him in studio twice this winter. We talked to him, and it was like, how do you stay positive? What's the frame of mind? He's like, I'm reading POW books because I got it great. I'm making real good money. I'm a professional athlete. My family is, not on the other side of the world in a camp or a refugee. Like, the perspective and the maturity, so impressive.
You had a good little convo with them, their retro boat, wacky science and
the crazy training. Yeah.
You were loving it.
Never doubted he'd be back. Never doubted it for a moment.
So what do you think? Is it red lights and cold plunges and what
do
you think would be the blue blockers? What do you think would be the secret for Soroka?
I'll tell you what, I would think that those baseball pitchers would be about as quirky as they come, wouldn't they?
Probably. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
Right.
You got the shits from some shawarma.
We went to a game as we do every year, and he had to leave after 40 to go home and puke all over the place.
Oh dear,
he was not feeling good. He had the uneasy tummy, which I take no responsibility for. He did not have a single drink, and it was he hammered a burger that seemed fine. It's a very upstanding restaurant, but he nailed it back to this one shawarma place. Went to the different location, didn't sit well.
Yeah, you don't do it. What else can we talk to you about? Big game 6 tonight in the Stanley Cup semifinal between Dallas and Vegas. Kind of thought that thing was over.
I was hoping it would be.
Gassed for a couple of games. I kind of was too, but then the last couple of games we've watched, they've been pretty freaking good.
And I'll say this, if we want to go ahead and have a game 7, I'm in for that. At this point, if we've gone this far, may as well give us a game 7.
Yeah, well, you're not starting any earlier, right? You might have the game 7.
We saw that last week. If they could finish in 5, playoffs final would start here, and if it's 6 or 7, it's the same start date over here. We're already having to wait. May as well get an extra game,
which is Sunday, correct? Is that what it was? I think regardless now, Stanley Cup starts the 7th.
Yeah, Sunday the 7th.
Still
7th. Sunday is not the 7th.
Jesus Christ.
I'm looking at the wrong month. You're right. Sunday the 4th.
Details. Okay. Details.
Turn the page, Pinder. It's not May. It's June next month.
Yeah. Oh, can't believe it's June.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I've got a good
What's going on in Calgary? Anything exciting? We got a new coach? Like, what?
Well, people got to rock the vote today, Rhett. I know you want people to rock the vote.
Oh, that's right. We should talk politics. You got any political guests coming on?
Yes. Some
insight?
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
Me? Okay. Yeah. Pretty up to date on it.
Yeah, well, we got Newt Gingrich in the second half of the show here.
Yeah. He's gonna break I'm pretty sure you're more up to it than most people you're in into today.
I will say this. They're getting really good at this advanced voting stuff. I went last week, and it was less than a minute.
Yeah.
No line, and they're making it easier for people to vote. Today's going to be different, but moving forward, it's very easy to do if you don't go on election day.
If you're completely lazy and useless, it can't get out till the day of because you forget, like me.
Yeah,
it makes it much more difficult if you have foresight at all. Yeah. Easy peasy.
Yeah, totally.
I've generally done well with the advance voting.
Mm-hmm.
This time, not so much. It's almost as though it's become white noise to me that I've just blocked it out completely because maybe some people feel like it doesn't matter who the fuck gets in. Milk's going up by a buck a month regardless. So,
well, maybe we do need to pay attention then, Dean. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, and is it not? You got to vote to have the right to whine. And complain. Isn't that how it works? You have to vote.
I never
moan as much as you want. You love bitching and moaning. You better vote today.
I never voted for the longest time. People would talk politics, and I'm like, I don't vote. I don't have an opinion. Now I vote, and I just bitch and moan and complain about everything.
Perfect.
I'll tell you what, though, the attack ads might work. We're having dinner two nights ago, and my daughter, who's 11, because my son, he's now 18, first chance he gets to vote.
Oh, wow.
Here's the paper, so you got to go and take part in the process. And
democracy, baby.
And my daughter says, whatever you do, just don't vote for Bloggy Bloggy. Like, she's very,
they're going to do this.
Very, very opinion. Well, she supports Russia and the in the Ukraine war, and she wants this to happen. She wants that to happen. It's like, where did you learn that? It was on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Well, perfect.
No further questions.
Yeah. So
I rest my case.
So don't vote for her.
Bloggy, bloggy.
Yeah. Said. She That's wants this to happen, and that is no good.
I always like seeing the fringe parties. Like, there's always one or two you never heard of. You're like, ooh, what kind of kooks do we
That's
have here?
That's right. Yeah.
You look into their policies. That's the best part. Dig deep into it. You're like, ooh, interesting.
Marijuana party for decades. They're no more. Now that's legal, they just crushed the party. It's horrible. Terrible, it's what all their hopes and dreams came true, and now they're disbanded, apparently.
Well, they're tired.
Yeah.
That's great.
Canada wins the Worlds.
Yeah.
Uyghur had an amazing tournament.
He really did.
Do we care?
Better than having a shitty tournament. If you had to pick, I think
this good point. Yeah.
I think it's not the highest quality of competition. This is not the year before the Olympics.
Sam Montembeault is not the greatest goalie in the world.
I thought that was Dikembe Mutombo. I was way off. No, like Latvia and Germany got to the semifinals. This was not a bumper crop of countries sending their best players, but if you want him to go over and have a tournament, he better look like one of the best players. And he did. He was, well, the only Canadian named to an all-star team, top defenseman in the tournament, put up a ton of points. And I almost wonder if this doesn't throw his name into his hat into the ring for, they're going to have a captain this year. He was new. He ain't new anymore.
Because of freaking world championships? What are you talking about? Let's pump the brakes. I
didn't see him as a leader until this event. That's all. And maybe he isn't.
I didn't see him as a leader till he started to play hockey because he was horse bleep for 5 months this year.
I think it was two, but yeah. I mean,
it was more than two. You were being too nice. Let's come on.
I think post all-star break, and again, what are you gonna do? You go,
well, when's all-star break?
January?
Yeah.
You play with what it's not Uyghur's fault that the tournament caliber is what it is.
No, go dominate.
You're right. play well, look good, played well, looked good. I think he looked good down the stretch. I do wonder, with so much finger pointing and bitching and belly aching about the drop off of Huberdeau, if Uyghur is almost kind of this a sneaky forgotten part of this. I don't know why. I feel like he's going to settle in here.
I thought he did, to be honest.
That first little stretch, like you say, right? You were critical and for good reason, but I think he did turn a corner. And I wonder if now he's going to be a solid guy back there.
I think he absolutely will be, because outside of the, you know, 2, 3, 4 months, whatever it was, that's been what he's been the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And then you remove a little bit of friction with a coaching change. It's not everything, but it certainly was a part. But there's certainly a void in the who's the leader of this group. Maybe he is one of those guys. I'm here now. I get it. I was new last year. Now I'm a guy that's a vet here.
My kid just dropped his lemon loaf on the floor. Anyway.
Delicious. Poppy seed?
The other thing that you got to say about Uyghur, he's got political clout. Right, it's a big vote day. He clearly has some inside tracks to whoever's premier's ear getting things done. So, maybe he is the right guy.
It's going to be someone. And that, I'm not saying, like, look at this guy. He's absolutely C material. But I think we're starting to get a short list, and I think we know Backlund's on it. You could certainly make the case that, you know, like, Rasmus Anderson's a guy that could be that.
See, and I'm with Rhett with this. My whole thing is I get – We're going to have a captain. We need to have a captain. And that's great. You can put a letter on anybody.
Yeah.
What you want is not to have a captain, but you want someone who's clearly a captain in your room.
Yeah.
So
maybe
you want there to be a captain, not have a captain.
Have a captain.
Yeah. And I sort of think of Connie, who's said this publicly. I don't know that people were like, this guy is a captain in the NHL so much as he was a guy that was a placeholder until Jerome was ready. And he probably did a really good job, and he recognized when it was time. What was it, a year and a half? And then he gave it to Jerome? Yeah. Maybe this is that similar spot where it doesn't have to be this guy's going in the hall and it's like, I'm a C forever. But it's like, who is someone that can help the culture get to the right spot and pass the torch when it's time?
Iggy paid him like 800 grand for that, I think. So
it's expensive cloth. Let's see.
Now, speaking of all of that, Captain and Iggy.
Just kidding.
And all of that.
Yeah, we know you're
kidding. While we have you here, don't know how long we got you. Let's do some McLeod Law.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a this day, you know, we'll do a little this day in history. You know, Peter Klein, he's on your screen right there. We've been telling you all about Peter Klein. You know, he is the McLeod Law personal injury guy, but he's also the go-to guy in Calgary for your disability insurance claim. If your long-term disability insurance company is refusing to pay insurance benefits to you, you contact Peter. It's the first and only call you make. He will get you the disability benefits that you paid for and that you deserve. Your peace of mind. You just rest easy knowing that Peter Klein is working for you. It's that peace of mind that you paid for.
That's the thing, right?
Get that for you.
It's not like, hey, I want this. I'm paying into this, you jerks. Yeah. Give me that.
I think I got a client for Peter Klein.
Oh, good.
I heard a story. Jamie Lundmark told me a story last night about when he was with the Rangers. That's some crooked business dealings, Mr. Sather.
Really?
Oh, not kosher.
Okay.
Not kosher. So this day in Flames history, retro 2004.
Oh, fond memories. 2004.
It is game number 3 of the Stanley Cup final between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Calgary Flames. The first Stanley Cup final game in Calgary
since
1989. Now, they sawed off games 1 and 2, even coming back to Calgary.
Good work.
Big splitsies.
No, screwed up in game 2. Go ahead.
So anyway, let's give it a look-see here. We go back to May 29th of 2004, Game 3. The Dome, she was rocking. You remember much about that night?
It blurs together because the Dome rocked that whole time. I'm more confused by the date. It seems like I felt like we lost. We had about 3 days. I went to the lake and a stampede started. Like, if it's game 3 already, I'm some 2 weeks have disappeared out of my memory.
I was going to say, there was probably a black hole of 2 weeks where you cleansed your brain and tried to scour all the memories of the final.
That Amsterdam trip, it'll do that to you. It'll do that to you. So, yeah, we go back to 04 and game three. And there's a few things in here that you may not necessarily connect to. That was game three. But some memorable moments here as we get into it. Beasley was hollering and screaming.
Oh, attaboy.
Yeah, hollering and screaming the entire time. And Mika Kiprusoff got the start that night.
Mika was
okay.
That might step it. Yeah, now you're
Large didn't have a great game in game two. So
just not. Yeah, we'll take a look here. Now, I know that Dave Lowry scratched to make way for that man, Christoph.
Well, things got rough at the end of game two.
He's the message here, Daryl.
Listen, so there they go. So scoreless in the first, and then behind the net, it's the one that everyone remembers. Jerome versus Vinny LeCavalier. That's right. I just remember thinking, oh, LeCavalier, you're a dead man.
And then he got his chance there, too, at the end, didn't he?
Well done.
Jerome did eased up a little as the officials got on there.
Now look at this one. Stefan Jell.
Woo!
That's a sizable hit. And then watch this as our buddy Retro. Ooh, kind of got a little.
I got concussed right there.
Did you? I bet you did.
I did.
Power play. Who else but Chris Simon on the doorstep. Cy makes it 1-0.
Who got the old skate guards on?
Go to the net. Hey, go to the net, Retro. Rebound. Good. 1-0, second period. Sean Donovan.
2-1.
2-on-1 scores.
Oh.
Rips it past Abby Bowler.
The dream is very much alive right now.
I think that was Kobasu. Now, you remember on the other team was our buddy. Our good look at Sarchi.
Sarchi!
Look at Sarchi.
Oh, he's all business.
Now watch this pass. Iginla to Warner. Warner! Oh, nearly snuck her through there, bud.
Look at that
playoff bird!
Look at him.
The mustache!
I'm so fucking hungry right now.
Tired. Played too much. Played too much.
Now there's Fedotenko down. So what happened here? Are you trying to draw a penalty? Get up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What happened? Replay shows that maybe he has reason to feel as though he got his bell rung. Watch the forehead right into the dasherboard from Red.
Sure, from Brett.
Sarchi's
upset. Later in the game, third period, Sarchi's upset. He's getting a slashing call. He's like, what the hell? Why am I getting a slashing call? This is some BS, ref. Let's see. Does he deserve the slash? Oh, maybe.
I think.
What do you call it?
To finish that shift.
Come on, ref. What do you call it? Yeah. Gives him a little love tap there. And then, very quickly gets away. So the power play after the Sarchi penalty. Regier, backdoor. Yes. Iggy taps it in. 3-0 to that point. That's the final. As Mika Kiprusoff, it's not a ton of shots, but it was enough for a 3-0 win. His fifth career playoff shutout. Donovan, Simon, and Jerome with a goal and an assist as the Flames take a 2-1 series lead. Dominant win that night, Retro.
Yeah. Don't mean shit now, does it?
Look at all the joy you brought to these people.
Mm-hmm. Huh? That's great.
Winning game four would have been.
Or game six. You're right there.
Yeah, I'm seriously concussed right there because I thought that was Andre Waugh. In my memory bank, it was Andre Waugh that hit me there.
Not like
and Andre. I remember going to meet my buddy Chad Allen for a pint. You know where that, what's the place called now? It used to be Worst. Is it still Worst?
It's now South Block.
Anyway, it's South Block. It was Worst, and it was another brewery before that. I went in there and had a beer to have a beer, and I could not find my way. I was in bad shape.
There was a brewery there. I remember that. Yeah,
you got caught there. That series we learned a lot about so much. But Le Cavalier, you give guy because you
hadn't watched him though. He was awesome. He'd always been good.
Well, it's one of those things, right? He's in the other conference and it's a Florida team. You see him twice a year, if that. At that point, it might have been less. And you're like, oh, he's big, but he's a skill guy.
Yeah, I thought he was kind of a tall, more like of a slight Huberto. Skill guy.
He's just a skill guy. And you're like, oh, he is mean.
But then hung in with Iggy, and then and yeah, he caught you there. And I was just watching the highlights, putting that thing together. That was a physical team that you had. You guys ran their show. And I should have put it in. There were a couple of big hits. You had the one there from Yell behind the net. I think that was Kabina. There was a couple where Niemanen just unloaded on guys. That was – I almost give credit to Tampa Bay for coming back and winning the next game because they were manhandled by you guys.
Well, they got handed gifts by that Carey Fraser. Dumbass.
I was looking. It was Bill McCreary that we saw there with the mustache. Yeah. Can't mistake that. Fraser. Yeah. I don't want to get you in trouble, but okay, you get concussed. It's the Stanley Cup final. Like, are you even saying anything to the trainer? Or
no, you don't say. What am I going to say? Hey, headache, and I can't see straight, and I shouldn't be driving. Think I can play game four?
I mean, I'm not trying to get anyone in trouble, but like that's a thing that you had to be like, how do I deal with this? Like,
I know how to deal with it. Silence.
So that explains that shot of you sitting on the bench with your skin hanging off of your head.
The dir.
Yeah, it was a big hit. Oh, game four, son of a bitch, Mike Richards. God.
Five on three. I had the puck on my stick. Spun to ice it, whiffed right onto Richard's stick in the net. Idiot. You're a loser, Warner. Loser.
And in the chat, Brett says, Retro, it was in. Don't feel sad. We knew the Flames won that series. That puck was in game six. So there you go. See? Yeah. It's all better.
Thanks, Brent. Or Brett. Or whoever.
Brett and Tracy. Yeah,
that's right.
Get you back.
Yeah, so there it is. McLeod Law. Call Peter Klein, 403-254-3864, McLeod-Law.com, social media, at McLeod Law, LLP. And yes, Peter Klein, disability guy in personal injury.
You get screwed by those jerks.
He's the guy.
Straighten them out.
That right across the board, if you need someone that's on your side, if you feel like, I got no one fighting for me. Some people that I thought were on my side in the workplace or whatever, but no, it's all company guys. Nobody better than Peter Klein. Give them a call, get a hold of everybody at the people at McLeod Law and get them working for you. My kid graduated this weekend, Rhett.
Yeah.
I feel like I can just throw my keys on the table now.
Is he out of the house yet?
Oh, well, they still got classes. That's the thing we were saying earlier. He's so stupid. I don't understand how that works.
Is this one of those kids that lives with it till he's 25, or is he keen to get out? Has he got buddies looking at apartments? Hey, we're going to do this together. And live here.
He's got plans. He's got plans.
Good to have plans.
I had big plans. Look at me.
I think you made it.
Sitting in a goddamn loft in Marta Loop.
Aside from some bad eyes and dealing with a couple assholes.
Really worked out. Really worked out, kid. Solid choices. Damn it. So when are you back next week? Are you coming back?
Yeah, I'm supposed to come back in a week, Sunday.
Nice. What are we going to do?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Our buddy Greg at Bonton wants to put a lot of meat in your hands. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Later.
You know what?
I hope that barbecue's ready when you're back.
I might get a new grill, actually. That's a good idea.
You should.
You deserve it. You
definitely should.
Yeah.
Speaking of Greg at Bonton, bailed my ass out.
Really?
Because of how the days went and family in town, I'm the one that cooks. Yeah. So on the Thursday, it was the thing in the morning, thing in the afternoon, 11 people over for dinner that night. Oh, I ain't cooking. What are we going to do? Greg Keller, Bonton Meats. Greg, I got a situation. Don't worry about it. I know exactly what you need.
How many people? What time? I got you.
Done. Potato salad.
And it's not like, hey, I salvaged something. Everyone would have been over the moon.
They were floored.
Yeah.
They didn't know they thought maybe some greasy wheel was going to come sliding in the door. Well, look at this. This is pretty good. My kid was jacked. My kid loves the potato salad.
Dad, great
salad.
Work. It's like, what?
Yes.
Yes. Ribs and potato salad. Yes.
Calgary tradition since 1921. We keep saying this. We've aligned ourselves with some unbelievable humans, great Calgarians. Greg Keller is at or near the top of that list. They treat people the way you deserve to be treated. It's why it's been there since then. It's why it's bigger and better than ever. It's why people keep going back. It's why it's worth the trip, the effort, everything to get the best of the best. Bonton Meat Market, Greg Keller. 28 Crowfoot Circle Northwest.
So do we have to sort of move this news to the slaughterhouses or to the farms? Like Rhett's coming back. They got to.
Yeah, there's a few things. We got to get everybody
prepared.
Inventory's
going to be an issue.
Yeah, get everybody prepared. We'll do the PIND report here.
Let's do it.
In a moment. I just want to tell you about St. Eugene. St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. It's not that far from you.
No.
It's that little piece of tranquility that you need in your life. Championship golf course, casino, spa, restaurants, mountains around you in all directions. Maybe you want, do you want to hike? I mean, God, I don't know why I don't want to hike.
A lot of walking. Tight hammies.
Make sure you got.
Well, what's the temperature? Do I?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Fill your car up so you don't run out and then you don't ever need to hike. Time to discover or rediscover the St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. Online. Book your golf, your tee times, your rooms, your stays, your spa, whatever. StEugene.ca. There's the phone number. Their Instagram and Twitter on social is at St. Eugene Resort. Why wouldn't you?
Look at this. This weekend, 26, 28, blue skies, sunny.
Sweet.
Can you do better than that?
Hole in one.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Well, just hole in one everywhere. Yeah,
they can't. They're not going to promise anything in terms of the golf shots, but in terms of the location, the weather's going to be perfect. The golf's on you. Everything else they got set up for you.
Let's do the PIND report for Village Honda, located in the Northwest Auto Mall. Turn your vehicle into cash today during that $1 million buy-in event. They'll buy yours even if you don't buy theirs. Sellers receive a tropical cruise for two exclusively at Village Honda, your dealership for life. Online, villagehonda.com presents the PIND report.
Gentlemen, we start in Finland and kind of Latvia as well, as the Flames had a trio of Canadians that were golden at the World Championships. We'd love to show you the whole game. Shit, we'd sit and talk you through it, but those asshats at the IIHF don't want us talking about highlights. Obviously, that would ruin the tournament.
Bad. We don't want that kind of publicity.
Can't do it.
If they lifted it and we showed that, no, I mean,
don't do it.
The whole tournament would collapse. We'd be screwed without it. So instead, we have this, a selfie from Milan Lucic. Look at that. Rhett, this doesn't look like a guy that wants to hang up his skates this summer.
He's going to Buffalo.
Wranglers. He's playing the World Championships. So Lucic got another deal in him?
Not Buffalo.
So here, but
Buffalo? Needs to go to Buffalo.
Okay.
Don't know the
what?
Why would he want to buy Buffalo?
He's the perfect fit for the Sabres.
Oh, okay.
They need someone that can protect some of those young, skilled forwards. They got all kinds. Yeah, bring like them in.
J.J. Paterka.
Sure. You're paying bloody Kyle Okposo 2.5. You can't give this guy 2? Come on.
2. Jeez. 2. No,
whatever.
Look,
see, I'm hard on Luch, but I'm helping Luch. I'm good.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You're good, yeah. good in the room, guy, for sure. Helping your buddy. He was out belting some karaoke with the fellas. Everyone loves the Luch. I mean, I don't know where to say his game is at this juncture of his career. It's clearly not the menacing power forward that scored champion in Boston, but
winner.
They love him. The boys bleeping love him wherever he plays. Good for him. Let's keep rolling through some photos here. Lots of guys. That was Lucic. There's Toffoli. He's got that letter C on his jersey, Rant.
Well, this is boring because you can't show highlights. It's kind of just like.
Yeah, we got some good stuff.
Can we make a photo album?
Trust me, it gets better. There's Weegs. Okay, now let's get to some funner stuff.
There,
there are the five flames. Sean Kelso on the left from the communications.
Fab five.
The department. He had that big. No, he was
a fat.
No, he said fab. Fab. The fab five. And on the right, Ken Kabalka, right?
That's right.
Athletic.
One of the Kabalka boys. Yep.
Yep. That's one of the.
One of the five.
That's right.
And he was on the power play or the penalty kill was the. Nope. Okay. Keep moving. They were getting after it. Celebrate a big win. Look at Wiggs. How pumped is he? All right. Good work, fellas. If you're going to go, you may as well win. You'd rather.
I'm glad that you're promoting this and you're happy and that Canada won. I watched about, I don't know. I actually didn't watch a split second of this event and I kind of don't feel like I missed much.
Did you ever go? Were you ever asked to go?
I turned down Lanny McDonald's invite to go.
Oh, Rhett.
Well, I was about the 14th defenseman to do it, so I didn't feel too bad.
You were offended. You were so far down the list that you said no.
You've used this story before. Do you, in fact, know how many guys had rejected Lanny before you did?
I don't know the exact number, but it was plenty.
Are you sheepish about saying no to Lanny so many years later?
Not in the least. I mean, I feel bad. I couldn't help Lanny out, but I was going surfing.
What was the philosophy he had?
Yeah, that's right. Fuck everyone else.
That's right. That's there. So that came into play there.
Yeah.
It was a great tournament for Uyghur. And again, Rhett, it doesn't mean that.
Give him an extension.
But there it is. He's already got one.
Such a
10 games, 8 points, 3 goals, 11 points, led all defensemen in scoring, voted best defenseman of the tournament, lone Canadian on the All-Star team and a gold medal. That's a good few weeks of work in Europe. Attaboy, celebrate. If you're going to go, may as well be good. Now, the story of the tournament, Rhett, wasn't necessarily Mackenzie Uyghur nor the Canadians who won, but the two minnows of the hockey universe got to the semifinals. The Latvians knocked off the Americans in the bronze medal game. And it was, well, a day for the heroes in Riga, the country's capital, which is about 1 million people, declared a holiday, bands, nice. And the team met by this throng of Latvian hockey fans. They love their hockey in Latvia. It is not a big country. This is the number one sport in the country. They've never won a medal before at the World Championships, and they were co-hosting. This was a big, big achievement. So this is great. The only thing better, when they beat the Americans in overtime, what did they do? Well, they went and laid roses out at the U.S. Embassy to say sorry. Is this not unbelievable? No, we were talking about it before the show. Is this the most epic troll job of all time? Or is this just something culturally in Latvia that isn't supposed to make fun of people, but that just we don't understand?
Yeah, I wondered if, maybe that's just something that...
they're being really nice.
Something they do is very respectful. Or is it... like top floor shade to go and to say, hey, sorry about the loss, USA.
I'm just thinking about 2010, Canada beats USA, the golden goal, Ginla to Crosby, back the net. If in every Canadian city, there was hundreds of hockey fans laying out flowers at the American embassy, like how epic that was to be. That's what they did in Latvia yesterday.
So sorry for your loss.
Oh,
yeah, well.
Proud of the Latvians. That's awesome stuff.
Maybe if Matt Coronato would have done more, hey, Rhett, the Americans would have
won. He's the best player ever. He can score 100. Can't score to help his team when it matters.
Guy that didn't watch the tournament's got some hot takes.
He really does.
0 seconds. I don't like it. Well, he should have given them more.
Yeah. I wasn't impressed.
I didn't see enough. You're right, Rhett. You didn't see enough. Let's go to the NHL. Game 6 tonight. We have a game 6? I didn't think we were going to have a game 6. We have a game 6.
Wait, you didn't mention, wasn't it a Wrangler that scored the OT winner?
Yes, it was. It was a Christian Rubens, I believe.
Yeah.
Acquired for nothing from Ottawa. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
I'm happy that it means something to them.
Oh, they love it there. I'm lucky enough to been. They love hockey. And you go to Europe and say,
Riga.
Oh, okay with it. Or we love soccer too. It's kind of like our second favorite. They love it there. Love it, love it, love it.
And bronze is the new gold. Gold is very showy.
Bronze, you still
it's
win.
It's the bronze you want.
Win your last game.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to bounce back after a loss to win a bronze.
Good perspective, Dean.
Yeah.
I had not thought of that. Speaking of game six, Jamie Benn will be back. He's the black hat in the series. This will be interesting. And how did Bruce Cassie, head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, feel about game five? We have 24 giveaways. I'm not sure you're beating the Arizona Coyotes in January with 24 giveaways. And then he goes on to say, no disrespect to Arizona. Correct.
100% disrespect.
Disrespect to Arizona. Well, that's exactly why you said Arizona. It's totally disrespect to Arizona.
Disrespectful to Arizona. Yeah.
So they need to be better defensively.
Why is he got to kick Arizona when they're down? They're looking for a rink. They got nowhere to play. You got Cassidy in Vegas beating the piss out of them. Come on.
Good. Keep kicking them until they get a real rink somewhere.
Hey, Bruce, get a win. Now I'm, you know what? Now I'm like, go beat fucking Vegas.
Honestly, at this point, give us seven. Like Rhett said, they're not moving the games up.
We need a story, and the story needs to be Jamie Benn with 3 goals and 2 assists tonight, absolutely redeems himself, forces a game 7, and then runs Aiden Hill, and it's mayhem in Vegas. Overtime, Dallas wins.
Betway Bet's coming up later, by the way. You may have hit something there. Let's move along. Lots in the non-hockey portion of the program today. Let us start in baseball. Boom, talked about it already. Our boy, Mike Soroka, is back in the bigs. We talked about it over 1,000 days outside of the majors on this quest to return.
Kudos to him.
An incredible feather in his cap. No, he got hurt in the COVID season. Thank you, though. This is not easy to recover from. I'm trying to think of what that would have been like to rupture your Achilles for the second time after spending a year rehabbing it.
Phone Jamie Coates, the dope.
Now that he's healthy, you tell us that. He could have just called Coonsy.
I was thinking of Pacioretty, but Coons would be the call for sure.
Okay, yeah. Very good. More on it. Now, this is the manager of the Atlanta Braves. Was Brian Snicker?
Yes. It was all kind of set up. People knew it was coming because Alex Anthopoulos had been saying that,
GM. You know,
probably the next time we need a guy, it's going to be Soroka. Oh, well, when do you anticipate needing a guy? Tomorrow.
So against Oakland, we need a starter tomorrow.
So putting it all together. And then last night after the Braves game, the manager laid it out for everybody.
Here we go.
Been through, remember talking to him after the second time that the Achilles went, and just thinking what he had to go through again and how upbeat he was and how realistic, and to go through everything that he's been through and now to get back is really a feather in that kid's cap, man. Just the dedication and how hard that had to have been and everything he went through the last couple of years, man, that would really test you. And every time I saw him, I mean, this guy was upbeat and he was driven to get back out there, and got a lot of respect for how he went about it.
Canadian, yeah. So it's bald, though.
That's cool.
Calgary.
I'm excited about getting out there.
Freaking go.
And seeing him go.
Let's get him going. Tonight.
Yeah.
It's a 6:07 first pitch Calgary time because it's whatever holiday it is in the States.
Yeah.
Congrats and thoughts and prayers. And Oakland. So they're minus 250 to win.
Last 11 games for the Oakland A's, they are 0-11.
That's
and
right.
They've been outscored by 40 runs.
Just. Okay.
Mike, you better friggin' win.
Don't, yes. He's back. Have fun. Have fun, Mike.
That's what he's thinking.
Yeah, you're back.
I'm going to have fun. If I don't win, I'll be back in the minors tomorrow.
Win or lose, just have a good time, right, Rhett?
Mm-hmm.
No one remembers who wins or loses. Just did they have a good time?
I think it's win or lose, drink the booze, but whatever.
Okay. That's not the only great return story from the major leagues. Former Blue Jays and Aussie closer Liam Hendricks back for the White Sox. He had to leave all of last season to beat cancer. He back today. An incredible story for the journeyman starter turned elite closer in the bigs. So big shout outs to Liam Hendricks.
Yeah, boy, Liam.
Return. Love that guy and funny as hell. Not many Aussies in the bigs, but good ones.
I thought you were going to say not many Aussies are funny.
No, they many are.
That's not been my experience.
I was in MeUndies. Yeah, there we are.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go from there to NFL. Jimmy G, failed his physical.
Yeah.
No.
So he's got, got to pass that physical, or they just say, betrayals to you, which I don't know. Like, the Chargers made fun of them for winning the Jimmy G sweepstakes.
They did, yeah.
Do you want to win the Jimmy?
Is it, bad, no, is it one of those things? Yeah. I don't know. Is it hard to pass the physical?
I don't know what he's doing.
It's hard for you.
Yeah, none of us have passed the physical. No.
But I just wonder, is that something that they make you, do you need to be right here? Or is it like, just get him to pass the physical and we'll worry about it later?
Do they want him? Yeah.
I don't know. What I'm saying. No,
we'll see. Elsewhere locally, let's start with Calgary FC. Controversial loss, Rhett, in Toronto to stupid York.
You don't say.
They missed a penalty call in the box, and then later on, they had a goal that was called back for offside. Only problem wasn't offside.
You rotten, cheating Eastern pricks.
That's right. Todd Saloff with the Suns got more if you want to see how they got screwed out east. Let those Easterners freeze. Something like that, right, Red?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. So their next action this weekend against Forge at home should be a good one. It's best rivalry in the CPL. I don't know if it's close. Also, a debut of sorts for Calgary's newest sporting team, the Calgary Surge of the CEBL. Basketball, the hoops, Red.
Oops.
Hardwood. And the foul. Or something. This is last night.
Look at those people.
Oh, the defense. This is in Edmonton.
Wow.
So they had their season opener Saturday. They win 74-70 in front of 3,100 fans at Winsport. That was in Edmonton last night. They rallied from down 12 to win. 2-0 start. Biggest comeback of this young CEBL season. Everyone likes a winner, Dane.
Stick it to Edmonton. Every chance you get, fellas. That away.
Yeah, beat Edmonton.
Yeah. Hoops.
The hoops.
It's the Battle of Alberta. They're new to town.
DOA.
Would you be upset if we did a hoops segment with you? Because it would be silly to do the hoops without leaning on your expertise. Maybe we just give you like a 30 seconds. You walk us through what we're seeing.
Yeah, I don't want to come off as all showy and know-it-all. So we'll just keep things on a very base level.
Did you watch the hoops on the weekend?
Oh, we got one tonight.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be good sports tonight. My 7-year-old's all wound up. He's got the NBA bracket. He's got the NHL bracket. He knows what's happening. So, Dad, we got a game seven. We got a game six in hockey.
I wanted a game seven in basketball. I was all excited. It looked like the Celtics were in control. And then that damn Jimmy B.
Buckets.
Just draining them.
Jimmy Bouquet.
Yeah.
Anyway, something to report. Sorry.
Heat went on to win that game.
Controversial.
Oh. Or the Celtics won that game.
That was the one.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's your Pin Report, fellas. Thank you very much.
Pin Report brought to you by Village Honda, located in the Northwest Auto Mall. Get your detailing package today. Starting at just $79.95, your car will be good as new and smelling sweet. Book your details and the detailing today at your dealership for life, Village Honda, in the Northwest Auto Mall. And if you
last night, Nashville won. In the MLSE as well.
That's great. Thanks, buddy. That's super.
In the MLSE? Is that what you said?
In the MLSE, yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. Big one. Big win there.
Columbus.
The crew.
Threw together a little best of the weekend.
Ooh. Got your kids.
There's some boomer math. In there? No, there's none of that.
Damn.
You can?
No. Well, there's not in this, though. It's a presentation today of the Hearing Loss Clinic. Founded in 1993, they have done basically every year since, getting bigger and better, empowering people to be active, more connected with loved ones, and more confident in every aspect of their life. John Huffnagel, Lanny McDonald, Haley Wickenheiser, our buddy Peter Marr, the thousands who work with and have visited the Hearing Loss Clinic and it's worked for them. Why wouldn't it work for you? You know what I mean?
Private health. Right? Private health information you're spreading there, is it?
It's on the website. Four Calgary locations, or you can visit one of their locations in BC. They got Cranbrook, Creston, Fernie, Golden, Invermere. They got it going on. The Hearing Loss.
Now where's St. Eugene?
Hearingloss.ca.
There you go.
Christ. Is the website. Hearingloss.ca.
Sorry, Rhodesy.
Sorry, Rhodesy.
Double down.
Let's get we'll get out of the way and check out some of the best of the weekend for the hearing loss clinic.
There you go.
Success against the Yankees. So he must really be hurting. That one is dunked into center field. It's a base hit. Kim is going to score. The throw goes over everybody. And Azokar will try to go to third. And that throw goes into left field. And Azokar will have a little league home run. And it's 3-1 Padres.
Now, home plate umpire C.B. Buckner had a really good
Miami's
look at
challenging
it.
The out call at home plate.
But the Marlins are going to challenge that.
They got their heads up their ass.
Once you start to get suits involved in your business and these fucking corporate guys who think they know what they're fucking doing, and most of them don't know jack shit.
No.
Okay?
No.
And you start, I'll tell you, you're going to see it with Barstool over the next couple of years, too. They came in and they bought it out. They bought Portnoy out. I had a situation yesterday with Barstool, you know, and it's turning into a corporate fucking shit show, too. It's what happens when you get these fucking suits involved in your business.
I was watching you last week, and you said people give me a hard time for taking your new deal.
Yeah.
Tell them to shut the fuck up.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey. All right, I will.
Hey, who don't take a better fucking job? Tell them to shut the fuck up.
White will inbound. It's off the Smart for the seventh game. But the buzzer sounded. The White was on. It'll be reviewed.
Protect the offensive rebounding.
Oh, he got rid of it.
He sure did.
That's a Celtic win, and we're going to game seven.
Do you believe what you just saw out there? Because I don't. Do you believe what you just saw out there?
I don't, but we're here.
He might not have been their first choice, might not have been the second choice, but you know what? It doesn't matter right now. He has been fantastic. As you
That's
said,
it, right
a
there.
Sure goal.
Oh.
What an athletic move and the stretch of that arm all the way out. We saw the
high fly. Driven back. Driven back. Driven out of here.
That's a walk-off.
Two games of the Rangers who lost earlier today. Abreu hits one high in the air, deep to left field, all the way back. Brown, he's near the wall. He jumps, that's gone.
There you go.
Jose Abreu's first home run as an Astro, and he's sprinting around the bases like he has never hit one before. He is going to fly into home plate.
Come on.
Wait for it.
Look at this crew. They love this guy.
Yes.
It's awesome.
There's a strike to Brian Anderson.
And there's a reason why the Brewers this year 45-1 when they're leading after seven innings. That back into the bullpen has been really good for them.
5-1.
That pitch is outside. What did you say the record was?
45-1,
but not this year. They haven't won 45 games yet.
Yeah, well, it's probably not 45 then.
So is hockey like basketball? You guys have home ice advantage? You like that, home ice advantage?
That's what they call it.
Oh, okay. Damn it, I thought
Shaq, we got him.
Creative.
TrackMan technology presented by the new title of Pro V1 and Pro V1X. Scotty Scheffler.
As he's doing the read.
Underdog, like, don't be sending Ernie no useless.
I ain't regular. That's a useless stat, dude. You overrated.
How am I overrated?
6-12,
and four rings.
Okay,
two rings.
Okay,
that is right. You've been in a lot of elimination games.
That means
he got eliminated a lot. How many games? How many years did he play?
I don't know, 17, 18, 19, I don't know.
You know, you going to count your last 3 years?
You know what we get to Brian, do tomorrow? You know what we get to
focus
do tomorrow?
Focus in on that, Brian.
We get
swing the camera, Brian, if I have you working for the Animal Channel.
Steroids!
You're a fucking cheater!
I saw Annie at Fenway Park in Chata on top of the master.
Yo, why y'all doing this to this guy?
Man? Come on, man.
That's what's his name? That was hard with
Annie.
Annie.
The word you really had trouble with was my name.
Annie.
Is that how you say my name in Boston?
I saw Annie.
Hey,
at Fenway Park in Chata on top of the master.
Let's hear a real Bostonian say it.
Saw Ernie at Fenway Park eating chowder on top of the monster.
That sounds just like me. No, hey, Ernie.
There it is. That's the best of the weekend. For Hearing Loss Clinic, the website hearingloss.ca. Men and women of all ages, of course, children can suffer from hearing loss. Serious health risks have been linked to untreated hearing loss. Don't have untreated anything when it's as easy as it is to go and visit the Hearing Loss Clinic, hearingloss.ca. Book yourself in today.
These are good, Dino. Gotta tell you.
It's gonna be out of luck when playoffs are over. We're leaning on Charles Barkley and Shaq.
I was gonna say
those guys are so friggin' good, man. You don't even need to be a basketball fan to watch that.
No,
that stuff that they're doing. It's so good. And it's amazing because they are. I mean, obviously, Shaq, you're talking about Hall of Famers, two of the most renowned and best to ever do it. And then to be this good at this is really remarkable.
It's perfect. It really is.
I know how they have to deal with adversity and overcome things. Yep. I understand what they're going through with this stuff. What it takes.
Mm-hmm. You've lived that?
Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Career.
Now doing this, just providing great entertainment on a daily basis.
It's true. From one
insight.
Amazing at one career and then so amazing at the next one. Just
seamlessly transitioning.
Yeah.
I think they're going to build him a studio at Detroit Airport. He's been that good today.
Yeah. That's right. City by the Bay.
Great airport. There's actually a train going past above me. You don't even hear it.
Like a train or a
train.
Or a
chugga chugga choo choo.
Chugga, wow. Well, how about that? Mad Rose Pub. If you want to watch a game 6, you want to watch a game 7.
This is a good Mad Rose night tonight.
Damn right. You know why? Because they're going to have that on the screen. So they're going to have that going.
Call, get a reservation.
Mondays, appetizers, 25% off.
Don't even need the meal, right? Just roll appies all night.
In addition to their daily specials, which are on Monday through Friday, today being Monday, and there's some drink specials as well, some pints and different things, but the app's 25% off.
So if I order 5, or if I order, how's the math work? If I order 5, I get one for free?
It's a lot of math. I think you probably nailed it. If they're all same price,
45 and 1.
Seamless.
They haven't won 45 games yet. Well,
obviously not 45.
Check out Mad Rose Pub, their website, madrose.pub. You can have food brought in, and you might be thinking, oh, it's a pub. Am I really going to? Yes, you are, because we've been telling you, Mad Rose Pub is not just a neighborhood pub. It is, but it isn't. And it is, but it isn't. Madrose.pub for that. Still can't believe how that picture of that pizza you took. Looks exactly.
Oh yeah, all of them
like that one that's on our screen.
They all have amazing. That perfectly browned bubbly cheese on the top.
Bubbly cheese.
Blah, 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 blah.
Some of that bubbly cheese. You want to do some Betway?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right,
well, Betway. Got some action tonight, boys.
The old Betway on a Monday. Got some action tonight. 6:30, Miami, Boston game 7 in the NBA, the Hoops retro. We got a game 6 in the NHL, Vegas and Dallas.
6 o'clock.
We talked about our boy, who I see there, it's Michael Soroka. I don't know if he's making a change or...
I think he's still Mike.
He's Mike Tostin.
It's been so long they've forgotten what he likes.
We're so tight with him. Let's take a look at our Betway bets of the day. Get the Betway app on your phone. Be responsible. Bet the responsible way. Going to the hockey game first. Ooh, Vegas, yes, Dallas.
Yes, 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 yes.
Robertson has been scoring. He was getting points but not scoring, and now he's scoring
Eater.
Like hotcakes.
Scoring like
that's right.
Hot
plus
cakes.
130 for an anytime goal for Mr. Robertson. And we're going to go baseball. Soroka. over 4.5 strikeouts.
Let's do it.
Plus 120. We told you about Oakland. They stink.
They do stink.
11 straight losses, outscored by 40. Soroka, we're going to mow them down, plus 120 for 5 or more Ks.
Love that.
Let's go.
I might jump on that one.
Those are my belly bets.
This afternoon. I like that a lot. Okay, I'm going to the hockey game as well with both my bets, in fact. You know who the real Black Hat is? It's Jamie Benn coming back into the series tonight. If he's really going to be the villain, he scores tonight, right? This is just narrative street I'm living on. I love it. An anytime goal for Jamie Benn, plus 240? Of course he's going to. That prick.
He owes it to his teammates.
No. He's playing guilty. Like, Rhett was out at the Rippers till 5 a.m. Like, this, he's going to get us a goal here, Retro. Huh?
I might not have scored. I'd have blocked a shot.
Yeah, playing guilty, not scoring. No, sorry. And then look at this. I'm chasing big game here, Dino. Been a very low-scoring series. Under 5.5 and overtime. We have seen a bit of overtime. Games 1, 2, and 4, I believe, all went to overtime.
Last time, a game 6 final. Well, it's not the final, though. But an overtime in game 6 in Dallas happened. Jason Arnott scored.
Okay.
For Jersey to win the cup.
Is that the last time, or did that? I'm sure it
no happened. One will fact. Listen, no one's going to fact check that, so I just threw it up there.
What's that Jason Arnott goal anytime pay? Do we have that number?
It's got a chance to be correct, and no one's going to fact check it anyway.
Oh, you're tired?
I'm saying it.
Good job. So your Betway bets of the day. Betway. Oh, Betway.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bet the responsible way.
Yeah. Bet the responsible way with Betway. Tomorrow.
Soroka, yes.
You know what? It's stupid, but we've talked to this kid for so long. We were so happy. He had that unbelievable season.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year.
Cy Young.
For the Cy Young.
All-Star.
And then 2 Achilles injuries. Come on, Michael. We'll call you Michael.
He's been working his ass off. Michael, Mike,
yeah.
Sir Michael.
I'll be shot that thing up with some stem cells and shit. Get that taken care of.
Michelangelo.
You do want to know, right?
Oh, yeah. Rhett loves this.
Yeah, he didn't divulge enough, to be honest with you. We're going to have a private conversation, apparently.
No, I had one, and it was so outer space, Rhett crazy science stuff. I'm like, I'm hearing all these words. I don't even know what that means. I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that machine. I don't know what these things do.
So tell me about your kid's lemon loaf. It hit the floor there. Where are they getting this lemon loaf in Detroit?
Just some coffee shop.
Is that right, eh? Lemon loaf.
Yeah.
Interesting choice for a kid. It could be like...
Is that the wine drinker? Does it pair well with Chardonnay?
Yeah, must go. Booze.
I'm going to be thirsty. Midday there?
Is there no bundt cake to be had in the...
There was a nothing bundt cake store just not far from the hotel. Didn't get any. So good.
It really is. The shoveler makes a hell of a bundt cake.
I'm not sure about the angle of this camera I got. My chest doesn't look very developed. There's a lot.
Oh, you're ripped. You look great.
More your thumb covering the thing.
That's the lens. It looks pretty good. Yeah. So when's your flight? How much longer?
I don't know. I see the plane is here. So
yeah,
I'm thinking an hour or so.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's great.
Well, T's and P's, Memorial Day, all that.
Yeah, all the best, fellas. You guys take care and comb your hair. Dean, did you get a trim?
I did. Took it down. It's just too much.
The moment we started talking about how we wanted to see a little more, you know, gangsta Dean with the comb back, it's haircut immediately.
Needed a haircut.
Lame.
Yeah, needed to do it.
Okay, goodbye.
What do you say?
I guess that's... It's going to do it.
We need a better sign off.
Well, you usually say Oilers suck, and then that's...
No, I'm done with that. I'm done with it.
And you said go Cats. So are you going to do that, or are you going to forget about that?
Go Boston. How's that? I want the Celtics to win.
It'd be cool to see someone come back 3-0. I don't know. Is that...
Because I want the Cats to have all the attention in Miami. That's why.
Yeah. I'm with it. Plus Tatum and Chucky.
Somehow.
Sure.
Are you going to Florida for a game?
Ooh.
I didn't look at the schedule. I should look at the schedule. I'm supposed to come back Sunday. I should go to Florida instead.
You're in an airport now. You may as well book the flight right now. You got an hour until that flight leaves.
Go hop on a flight. Go the other way.
Next what, Thursday? We could probably find it.
If I leave, either way, I'm not going to sit here and discuss it with you on the show because no one gives a damn. So, adios, muchachos.
Yep.
Yeah. He's see you tomorrow, buddies. Yep. That's Chrysler Studios.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.